Does Larry David have poopophobia? And is that why he behaved the way he did? Listen and find out. So, what exactly is poopophobia? If you're like most people, you might not know. And if you're like some people, you might say, well, phobia means fear of something. So, you might be thinking, what's a poopa? So the word refers to the fact that some people are afraid of puppets. They're not afraid of clowns. They're not afraid of heights. They're afraid of puppets. It makes you kind of wonder, like, so there was a puppeteer who gave birth to a child, and she was Candace Bergen, her character Murphy Brown. I got to listen to her talk. She once mentioned how she was a model, but didn't quite pay as much bills as she wanted to while she was in college, so she had to go on to do some other things. And you might be thinking, well, so who is this Larry David guy? He's a comedian. He helped create and win awards for Seinfeld. I'll never forget a reel I saw where he made a point of saying, well, it's so nice to win this award, but Larry David is still bald. And you might be thinking, like, oh, well, if he's a comedian, he's like super funny, super nice, super, super wholesome, super wonderful. And yet, he was on TV assaulting and battering Elmo, the puppet. So, is this because of some deep-seated scar? Is it because of mental health? Is it because Larry David needs to take antidepressants to not be afraid of little Muppets with big eyes? Which, statistically speaking, when men see big eyes, they're supposed to be thinking about little innocent, sweet children and women who have thyroid diseases called exophthalmic eyes. Which I'll never forget. One time when I was in college, I met a lady and she actually had that. And she told me that she went to a job fair and she was considering criminal justice, and a policeman, said, like, do you have a problem with your eyes? 'Cause they're really out. Like, you're really like, or are you just energized? And she was like, no, I have a thyroid problem. Anyway. Now, as to Larry David, does he really have some sort of deep-seated scarring fear which led to him assaulting and battering Elmo? No. He admitted that he just didn't like Elmo's high-pitched voice. And then the result of that, I'm just left wondering. So, will all baritones have to, take up some sort of baritone association to protect ourselves from the bases of society? And then will the tenors have to protect themselves from the bases and the tenors? And then, or the baritones, rather. Or will all the women have to, are the altos and the sopranos gonna have to make silly defenses? Like, no, like, that's not gonna happen. We're not gonna have, like, most people don't go crazy. And Larry David at least apologized, even if it was an apology that was in a very high pitch to make fun of Elmo. And he said he would probably, do it again. So, my advice to any person who has a high pitched voice, if you ever happen to be around Mr. David, just put your chin as close to your chest and neck as possible, because it's a well known fact that when you do this, you deepen your voice. And when you don't do it, your voice gets a little higher. Or maybe there's some wonderful deep throat creating voice. Or else you can just bring a bodyguard. Or just stay very far away from Larry David. And don't wear an Elmo mask. And don't try to sound like Elmo.